You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
The Vietnam War, it's over.
Your job just begun.
A new HBO original limited series.
Welcome to the world of spycraft. Strap in.
From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr.
What are you concealing?
Based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel by Viet Thanh Nguyen.
What if I told you that I was a communist spy?
How did you become this?
The Sympathizer, streaming April 14th on Max. Subscription required.
Nicki Minaj is calling out the White House. Ed Sheeran gets real about the horrible atmosphere at U.S. award shows. And Kid Cudi wants to help Lil Nas X. This is Billboard News Now for Thursday, September 16th. First up, Nicki Minaj is furious. The rapper went on Instagram Live to vent in a 14-minute rant Wednesday, September 14th, after the White House denied her claim that she was invited to discuss the COVID-19 vaccines, after she tweeted claims about the shot's potential side effects.
Do y'all think that I would go on the internet and lie about being invited to the White House? Like, what?
In her live, Nicki went on to say she was invited to speak with Dr. Fauci and Surgeon General Vivek Murthy.
And do you know what I said? I said, well, I would rather not have to travel. Can we do something like a live? And they said that they're open to me choosing a platform to do a live. But they have never taken that off the table for me to come to the White House.
According to the rapper, things went sideways about 3 hours after the call when she tweeted she had been invited. They allegedly called her back saying they weren't happy that she let people know she was going there. A White House official told Billboard of Minaj's claim she was invited, saying, "As we have with others, we offered a call with Nicki Minaj and one of our doctors to answer questions she has about the safety and effectiveness of the vaccine."
When 80% of the artists that y'all following right now feel like I feel about the vaccine and are too afraid to speak on it. And guess what they're doing right now? If they assassinate me and assassinate my character and make me look crazy or stupid, guess what? No one else will ever ask questions again.
Nicki also vented that she was unhappy about being called out and bullied for the tweets in which she shared the alleged tale of how her cousin's friend in Trinidad reportedly suffered from swollen testicles after receiving a COVID-19 shot, saying she wanted to do more research before getting vaccinated.
So anybody in this country has the right to question anything about their health. Because if your health mattered that much, there would be free healthcare, bozos.
There's no evidence that it happens, nor is there any mechanistic reason to imagine that it would happen.
Meanwhile, Dr. Fauci and Trinidad's health minister have both debunked the claim that the coronavirus vaccines could cause swollen testicles. In her Instagram story earlier in the night, Minaj also revealed that her Twitter account had been locked after her tweets about the COVID-19 vaccines. When Billboard reached out to Twitter for comment on Minaj's account, the social media platform denied it had taken any action against her. In her live, Nicki also said she would follow up today with an update. Next up, Ed Sheeran gets real about his thoughts on U.S. award shows. Here's Jordan Rowling with the story.
Ed Sheeran is no stranger to U.S. award shows, but of them, he says, it's just a lot of people wanting other people to fail, and I don't like that. After he performed his new single, Shivers, at the 2021 MTV Video Music Awards on September 12th, the English singer-songwriter appeared on Odyssey's The Julia Show, confessing, "The room is filled with resentment and hatred towards everyone else, and it's quite an uncomfortable atmosphere. In England, our award shows are just like everyone gets drunk, and no one really cares who wins or loses. It's just sort of like a night out." Further further explaining, Sheeran said, all of the artists are sweet people, but they're surrounded by entourages that want them to win too. So it's one artist surrounded by 10 people and another artist surrounded by 10 people, and everyone is kind of giving each other the side eye. It is a really horrible atmosphere to be in. I always walk away feeling really sad. Sheeran, who was nominated in 4 categories at Sunday's show, including Video of the Year for Bad Habits, added, the atmosphere doesn't become any better at the after parties because it's not just musicians and their entourages in the room, but also influencers. So after the VMAs this year, he threw his own party, renting out a dive bar in Brooklyn with guests like Camila Cabello, Shawn Mendes, and Jack Harlow. Next up for Sheeran, his 5th studio album, Equals, is due out October 29th.
And finally, Kid Cudi is determined to help Lil Nas X out. Here's Jordan again with the details.
Kid Cudi is in Lil Nas X's corner. For Time's 100 Most Influential People of 2021 list, published on Wednesday, September 15th, Cudi declared his support for the industry baby artist after Nas X tweeted that black male artists aren't interested in working with him. Cudi wrote, when I saw the tweet about Nas's album Montero not featuring black male artists, and he replied that maybe a lot of them just don't want to work with me, that made me sad, adding, there's a homophobic cloud over hip-hop, and he's going to break that down. We have to stand with him. I'm going to do whatever I have to do to let him know you have my support. When we do our song together, however trippy the video is, let's get sexy with it. If you missed it, on September 1st, Cudi replied to said tweet, I'll work with you and frolic in Rose Gardens with you singing about my pain. To which Nas X responded, you heard it here first, everybody. Kid Cudi times Lil Nas for Montero Deluxe. In the Time article, Cudi also wrote, Lil Nas X is a new twist on some of the themes I was writing on when I first started out. True to yourself and not giving an F what anyone says. What he's doing is what we need right now, to have a gay man in hip-hop doing his thing, crushing records. That is huge for us and for black excellence. The way he's unafraid to make people uncomfortable is so rock and roll. He's a true rock star. Lil Nas X's debut album, Montero, is set to arrive Friday, September 17th.
Alright, that is all for today, but for more on these stories, you can head to billboard.com. And don't forget to subscribe to our podcast. For Billboard News Now, I'm Chelsea Briggs.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here.
We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino. With cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.